What does it mean to say that God is holy? Well, the basic meaning of the word holy is to be separate or set apart. God is holy in that he's separate or set apart far above and beyond everything else. So everything that makes God unique, the one-of-a-kind being that he is his holiness. But there's one aspect of his holiness that the Bible is particularly concerned about, and that's his moral purity. The prophet Habakkuk in the Old Testament complained to God about all the sin and injustice that he saw going around him in the nation. He said, "Your eyes are too pure to approve evil, and you cannot look on wickedness with favor." Because God is absolutely morally pure. Without a trace of sin, he cannot be indifferent to sin. Indeed, his holiness makes him hate sin with his whole being, because sin is anything that's contrary to what God desires. Now, to talk about God hating something might seem strange to some. You might say, well, hey, I thought the God of the Bible was a God of love. I mean, how can you talk about him hating anything? But the Bible does say that there are things that God hates. In Proverbs 6:16-19, it says there's six things that the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, that means proud people. A lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that schemes wicked, or a heart that devises wicked schemes. Feet that are quick to rush into evil. A false witness who pours out lies. And a person who stirs up conflict in the community. But I mean, when you think about it, doesn't that make sense? I mean, if God loves truth, wouldn't he have to hate lies? If he loves kindness, wouldn't he hate cruelty? If he loves justice and cherishes it, wouldn't he have to be incensed by injustice when it takes place? The fact that God is holy is a good thing. Would we want a God running the universe who wasn't holy, one who shrugged his shoulders, so to speak, when a woman was raped or a child was abused? But God's holiness also presents us with a problem, a big problem for us. You see, while God is holy, we are not. While God is free from any moral impurity, our own lives are often filled with moral dirt, so to speak, what the Bible calls sin. The Bible in a number of places speaks of our sin as filth, that which defiles us and makes us unclean. King David, if you're familiar with the story in the Bible, he got another man's wife pregnant, and then he had the man killed to cover up his crime. His guilt was eating away at him for about 9 months to a year or so, and even though he thought he had gotten away with the crime. But about a year after, God sent a prophet named Nathan to confront David, and when he did, David repented of his sins. In one of his prayers, David wrote this, addressed to God. He said, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin." But how can a dirty sinner, dirty sinners like us, have our sins washed away and our guilt removed? Well, the Bible teaches there's only one way, and that's by Jesus removing our sins through his death on the cross in our place. Christians sing a song that asks, "What can wash away my sin?" And the second line answers, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Proverbs 20, verse 9 asks, "Who can say, I've kept my heart pure? I am clean and without sin." Well, the answer, of course, is none of us can, for all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But through Christ's death on the cross, God can make clean the dirtiest of all sinners.